This is the Sakha Murli of the 6th of April 2026. Essence. Sweet children, you have received all the goods that the Father has. Imbibe them and inspire others to do the same. Question. Why does the Trikaldashi Father not tell you anything today about tomorrow, even though he knows the beginning, the middle, and the end of the drama? Answer. Baba says, children, if I told you everything beforehand, there would be no pleasure in the drama. This is not the law. Although I know everything, I am still bound by the drama. I cannot tell you anything before, and you must therefore not worry about what will happen. Song. To live in your lane and to die in your lane. Om Shanti. That one is the Parlokic Father of all souls. He speaks to souls. He has the practice of saying, child, child. Although a body may be that of a daughter, all souls are his children. Each soul is an heir. That is, every soul has a right to claim the inheritance. The father comes and says, children, each of you has a right to claim your inheritance. Remember the unlimited father a great deal. It is this that requires effort. Baba has come from the supreme abode to teach us. Sages and holy men come from their own homes, and some of them come from their villages. Baba has come from the supreme abode to teach us. No one knows about this. The unlimited father is the purifier, God the Father. He is also called the ocean of knowledge. He is called the authority too. What knowledge does he have? He has spiritual knowledge. The Father is the seed of the human world tree. He is the truth, the living being, and the embodiment of bliss. There is great praise of him. He has these goods. Someone who has a shop would say that he has this many varieties. The Father too says, I am the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of peace, and the ocean of bliss. I have all of these goods in stock. I come at the confluence age to deliver them. I deliver everything that I have to you. However, it depends on each one of you how much you imbibe and how much effort you make. You children understand what the Father has, and you understand this accurately. Nowadays, no one admits exactly what he has. It is remembered some people's wealth remains buried underground, ... And all of that refers to this time. When the fire breaks out, everything will be destroyed. Kings have many strong rooms in their palaces. Even if there are earthquakes or very intense fires, they would still be able to survive all of them. You children understand that nothing here will be useful there. Even all the mines will become full again. Science will also become refined and be useful to you. You children have all of this knowledge in your intellects. You children now know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. There is only a small amount remaining at the end, and we will also come to know that. How could Baba tell you everything in advance? The Father says, I too am bound by the drama. Whatever knowledge you have received up to now, it is fixed in the drama. You have to understand that every second that passes is in the drama. We shall see tomorrow whatever is to happen tomorrow. Baba will not tell you today what is to happen tomorrow. People don't understand the secrets of this drama. They have lengthened the duration of the cycle so much. Courage is needed to understand this drama. Even if your mother dies, eat elba. We understand that she has died and taken another birth. Why should we cry? Baba has explained, you can print in the newspapers that this exhibition took place on this date at this place in the same way 5,000 years ago. You can write that the history and geography of the world is now being repeated. You understand that this world will only last for a few more days and that everything will be destroyed. We will make effort and become conquerors of sinful actions. The period of sinful actions begins in the Copper Age. That is the period when sinful actions are performed. At this time, you are conquering sinful actions. So you will become conquerors of sinful actions. You conquer sinful actions by following Srimad, and you will then become conquerors of sinful actions. You remain soul conscious there. There is no body consciousness there. There is body consciousness in the Iron Age. At the confluence age, you become soul conscious. You also know the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. This is pure pride. You Brahmins are the most elevated. You are the most elevated decoration of the Brahmin clan. Only you receive this knowledge. No one else receives it. This is your most elevated clan. It is remembered, ask the children of Gopivala about supersensuous joy. You are now winning a lottery. After you have received something, there isn't as much happiness. When someone becomes wealthy from poor, he has great happiness. You know that the more effort you make, the more of your inheritance of the kingdom you will claim from the Father. Each of you receives it according to the effort you make. The main thing that the Father says is, remember your most beloved Father. He is everyone's beloved Father. He alone comes and gives everyone happiness and peace. The kingdom of the deities is now being established. There are no kings or queens there. You would call them emperors and empresses. If they were to be called gods and goddesses, that would apply to the kings and queens and all the subjects, because all of them would become gods and goddesses. This is why they cannot be called gods and goddesses. God is one. Human beings cannot be called God. Even the residents of the subtle region, Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, are called deities. How could the residents of this corporeal world be called gods and goddesses? The highest of all is the incorporeal world, then there is the subtle region, and this is then the third number. This should remain in your intellects. The father of all of our souls is Shiv Baba. He is also the teacher and the guru. He is also the goldsmith, the barrister, etc. He liberates everyone from the jail of Ravan. Shiv Baba is such a great barrister. Why should you forget such a father? Why do you say, Baba, I forget you? There are many storms of Maya. Baba says, this will happen. You have to make some effort. This is a battle with Maya. You Pandavas don't have a battle with the Kauravas. How could the Pandavas battle? In that case, they would be violent. The father doesn't teach violence. They don't understand anything. In fact, we don't have a battle. Barbara is just showing us a way to remember him so that there won't be any attack from Maya. Now there is a story about someone being asked whether he wanted happiness or sorrow first. He said that he wanted happiness first. There can't be any sorrow in the Golden Age. You know that all the Sitas are in Ravan's cottage of sorrow at this time. The whole of this world is an island in the middle of the ocean. Everyone is now in Ravan's jail. The Father has come to grant everyone salvation. Everyone is in this cottage of sorrow. There is happiness in heaven and sorrow in hell. This is called the cottage of sorrow. That is a land free from sorrow, heaven. There is such a vast difference. Children, try to remember the Father, and your mercury of happiness will then rise. If you don't follow the Father's advice, you are stepchildren. You will end up among the subjects. Those who are real children will go into the kingdom. If you want to go into the kingdom, you have to follow Srimat. You don't receive directions from Sri Krishna. There are directions from only two. You are now receiving Srimat, and you receive the reward of that in the Golden Age. Then, in the Copper Age, you receive Ravan's directions. Everyone becomes a devil by following Ravan's directions. You are now receiving God's directions. Only the One Father gives you directions, and He is God. You are becoming so pure by following God's directions. The first sin is to flounder in an ocean of poison. Deities don't flounder in an ocean of poison. People ask, aren't children born there? Why wouldn't there be children there? However, that is a viceless world. It is completely viceless. These vices don't exist there. The Father has explained that deities are only soul conscious, not God conscious. You are soul conscious and also God conscious. At first, you had no consciousness of either. In the Golden Age, you don't know God. You only know that you are souls, that you souls will shed your old bodies and take new ones. You understand beforehand when you are going to shed your old body and take a new one. Even when you are to have a child, you will have a vision of that beforehand. You become the masters of the whole world through the power of yoga. So can children not be born through the power of yoga? You can purify anything with the power of yoga. However, you forget to stay in remembrance. Some develop this practice. Many sannyasis have a lot of regard for the food they receive. At that time, they recite many mantras before they eat that food. You too have been told about precautions. You mustn't eat meat or drink alcohol. You are becoming deities. Deities never eat rubbish. You have to become as pure as they are. The father says, by knowing me from me, you will come to know everything. Then there will be nothing left for you to know. In the Golden Age, there will be a different type of education. It is now the end of all studies of this land of death. All the business of this land of death will come to an end, and then the business of that land of immortality will begin. You children should have this much intoxication. We were the masters of the land of immortality. You children stay in supersensuous joy. Keep yourselves in a state of supreme happiness. We are the children and the students of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, will now take us back home. This is called supreme bliss. These things do not exist in the Golden Age. You are listening to this now. At this time, you belong to God's family. Supersensuous joy, which the gopis and gopis experienced, is a memorial of this time. Baba, the resident of the supreme abode, comes and becomes our father, teacher, and guru. All three are servants. He doesn't have any arrogance about this. He says, I serve you and give you everything and then go and sit in the land of nirvana. Therefore, he is our servant, is he not? Viceroys always sign their letters, your obedient servant. Baba is also incorporeal and egoless. Look how he sits here and teaches us. No one else can teach us such an elevated study. No one else can give us such elevated points. People don't understand that it wasn't a guru who taught this one. If he had had a guru, that one would then also have been a guru of many others. Would he have been a guru of just one person? Only the Father purifies the impure. He is carrying out the establishment of the original eternal deity religion. Baba says, I come at the confluence age of every cycle. You say, Baba, we also met in the previous cycle. Only the Father comes and purifies you. I purify you children for 21 births. Therefore, you should imbibe all of this and then explain to others whatever Baba explained to you. We are claiming our inheritance for our future 21 births from the Father. By remembering this, you will become happy. This is supreme bliss. It is only now that you receive from the Father all these blessings of becoming master knowledgeful and blissful. In the Golden Age, you will be Buddhas. Lakshmi and Narayan have none of this knowledge at all. If they did have it, it would have continued from time immemorial. Even deities cannot experience the supreme bliss that you experience. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdara. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence, Bodharana. One, in order to become deities, observe great cleanliness with your food and drink. Move along while observing all precautions. Purify your food by giving it drishti with the power of yoga. Two, we are the children and the students of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. He is now going to take us back to his home. Maintain this intoxication and experience supreme happiness and supreme bliss. Blessing. May you be a constant server and transform your Lokic family into this godly family with your love for service. The duty of a server is to keep constantly busy in doing service, whether it is service with thoughts, words, or actions. A server never considers service to be separate from him. Those whose intellects constantly love doing service change their Lokic families into this godly families. A server doesn't consider his home to be a home, but a place for doing service. The main virtue of a server is renunciation. Those with an attitude of renunciation stay in their households as embodiments of dipasya, through which service takes place automatically. Slogan. In order to make your sanskars divine, surrender your mind and intellect to the Father. Abhyak signal, imbibe the virtues of sweetness and humility to become great. For a few moments, give sweet drishti to a soul or just speak a few sweet words and you will make that soul full for all time. Those few moments of sweet drishti or sweet words will change that soul's world. A few sweet words will become a means to bring about permanent transformation. Om Shanti.